ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट फ्रॉम 31-35। इन द बोर्ड टेक्स्ट 35 इज रिटन, सो विल फर्स्ट रीड दैट, देन विल स्टार्ट फ्रॉम 31। नत्तं विस्मृत शस्त्रस्त्रान् विरथान् भयसंवृतान् हंसि अन्यासक्त विमुखान् भग्न चापान् आयुधतः। Synonyms: na, not, tvam, your majesty, vismrita shastra astran, those who have forgotten how to use weapons, virathan, without chariots, bhaya samritan, bewildered by fear, Hamsi does kill, Anyasakta Vimukhan, persons attached not to fighting but to some other subject matter, Bhagna Chapan, their bows broken, Ayad आयुधतः एंड दस नॉट फाइटिंग। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: व्हेन द डेमिगॉड्स आर बिरप्ट ऑफ देयर चैरियट्स, व्हेन दे फॉरगेट हाउ टू यूज वीपन्स, when they are fearful or attached to something other than fighting, or when their bows are broken and they have thus lost the ability to fight, your majesty does not kill them. Purport: there are principles that govern even fighting. If an enemy has no chariot, is unmindful of the fighting art because of fear, or is unwilling to fight, he is not to be killed. Kamsa's ministers reminded Kamsa that despite his power, he was cognizant of the principles of the fighting, and therefore he had excused the demigods because of their incapability. But the present emergency, the minister said, is not intended for such mercy or military etiquette. Now you should prepare to fight under any circumstances. Thus they advised Kamsa to give up the traditional etiquette in fighting and chastise the enemy at any cost. Om Agyananti Mirandhasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chakhirun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandi Aham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, this verse starting from 31 till today's verse, and some verse they will again speak, is spoken by the ministers of Kamsa. And they are highly disqualified in ministerial works. Yesterday verse explained that they are okobida, but they are expert in asuric intelligence. So the situation is like this. Kamsa, he was making all his plan to get himself saved from the eighth child of Devaki, and that was his final session. So he was in high alert, so he went. When he got the message at midnight, after midnight, because midnight the exchange happened, then almost last part of night he went runningly, but somehow or other he was bewildered that it is a girl, it is not boy. But concentrated, forget these demigods are too much. So he snatched that baby girl, though Devaki was crying, begging for her life. But Kamsa tried to kill her. But wonderful thing happened, that baby girl slipped out from Kamsa's hand. And that was no more baby girl. Kamsa saw his Ashtabhuja Devi. And that Devi, that Yogamaya chastises Kamsa. Kamsa was a Devi Bhakta. And he told, why you are killing all these innocent boys? The boy who is supposed to kill you, he has already taken bath somewhere nearby. And also some discussion happened with Kamsa. So Kamsa, by seeing Devi, and this thing by hearing this warning from her and confirm message that his killer is already taken bath somewhere, he became really depressed. His intelligence started working when this thing happens. When some failure happens, then intelligence works sometimes. So then Kamsa come back to Vasudeva and Devaki and beg forgiveness. And when he discussed with Vasudeva and Devaki, he was speaking purely spiritual science. Difference between spirit and soul, and begging excuses. And then he openly take their bindings and take them back to home, and started giving all their needs. So somehow in that morning he came back, he was too much in tension, and somehow or other spent that night. The whole day he was speaking with Vasudeva and Devaki, that night he spent, and the next day when the morning happened, early morning, he came to his assembly hall and called for all his ministers. And the ministers are like, Kesi, Dhenuka, Agha, and many other like that, all great, great sinners. So they came, and then in front of them, in the ministry comes, started explaining, taking long breath. He was totally depressed in morose, and he was telling, "Oh my dear friends, powerful demons, though I am full of opulence, full of strength, and my military is no limit, army has no limit, and my father-in-law is Jarasandha, and I have such an unconquered state, everything I have, but what can I say? Now it is sure that I am going to be killed. Now I am a matter of some days. It is decided." When he was telling like that, then all the ministers, they said, "Oh, our dear king, how can I say like that? What happened to you? Tell us clearly. What is the fact?" So then they are, "How come this happened?" Because they know Kamsa is supremely powerful. And even Triloka Vijayi, how can he say like that? What about this eighth child, he is not killed, or what happened? So then he asked the details. So Kamsa spoke in front of the assembly, detailed things, that this thing happened. So by hearing the appearance of Ashtabhuja Devi, they are all Devi Bhakta Saktas. So they, and Devi already foretold that the baby who is supposed to kill you already taken bath somewhere. So by hearing this, this is the mentality of Asuric persons. They will never believe any transcendental things. Material things, what they see, perceive, they can believe. But they will not believe any transcendental things. No. If something transcendental thing happened, then they will started measuring it through their power and intelligence. And then beyond something, they said, it's all not fact. They're all bogus. So they said, anyway, maybe something happened. They decided by hearing Kamsa, all of them they decided, Kamsa become a bit depressed. His heart become weak. This is the case now, that's why he's telling like that. He needs counseling. So then they started telling Kamsa, all these people, because they are expert in Akovida, so they started counseling Kamsa. He said, "Oh, our dear king Kamsa, why you are thinking like that? It's depression, don't feel anything. We are there with you, we are counseling you. If even the Ashtabhuja Devi already told you that who the boy who is supposed to kill you has taken birth, okay, that's it, take it granted. Okay, we all agreed. Devi will not speak lie, Devi is our worshipable deity. Okay, so why you are worrying? No problem. Now only matter of some week or something like that, we will kill him. How can he kill? Arey Baba, Devi already announced that somewhere he has taken bath. The whole district will cover. Now we are killing only in your jail, Vasudevana Devaki. Now we will go the whole district. All Janapada, town, village, gaon, subdivision, everywhere we will go and kill all the babies they have taken birth within these 10 days or something more and less. We'll kill all of them. So Sisu Maran Ayin passed. They take it for granted that whatever babies they have taken birth within these 10 days, so we'll kill them. So this, then they started saying, एवं चेतर ही भोजेन्द्र टेक्स्ट 31 पूरा ग्राम प्रजादिषु अनिर्देशान निर्देशांश हनिष्याम अद्य वैशिशुन इफ दिस इज सो व्हाट इज सो ना इफ दिस देवी हैपेंड ऑल दिस थिंग्स इज फैक्ट इफ दिस इज सो बिकॉज दे आर नॉट एक्सेप्टिंग इट फैक्ट बट इफ यू आर सेइंग इट इज फैक्ट देन इफ दिस इज सो ओ किंग of the Bhoja dynasty. Beginning from today, we shall kill all the children born in all the villages, towns and pasturing grounds within the past 10 days or slightly more. The first decision has taken in the parliament. Then text 32, they are saying, Kimudyame karishyanti deva. Suppose Kansa said, oh, okay. They said, it's just a baby, not 10 days baby. Why you will give chance to grow? Your Satru is now baby only. So you should finish him within this baby standard. He should not grow. You should not allow him to grow. Then he will become Balavan. Then Kansa will think, how can you kill? They must be protected by, that boy must be protected by devatas. All the devatas, they will trying their best to protect him. They will fight with you. So to that question, to answer this question, the ministers are saying, Kimudyamai karishyanti deva samarbhiravaha nityam udvigna manaso jaghoso urdhanustavaha. The demigods always fear the sound of your bowstring. Well, even demigods come, they are fearful. They are not good in fighting. You know that, we also know that. They are not like us. The demigods are always fearful, and they are fearing so much the sound of your bowstring. They are constantly in anxiety and afraid of fighting. Therefore, what can they do? By their endeavors to harm you, they can do anything. And then he is continuing in this way, counseling Kansa. Asya taste sarabratir hanyamana samantatah jiji viswaha usrujya palayana parayayu. While being pierced by your arrows, which you discharged on all sides, some of them who were injured by the multitude of arrows, but who desired to leave, fled the battlefield intent on escaping. So they are flattering Kamsa, how powerful you are, how they are demigods who are going back by seeing you. Kechin pranjalayo dina nyasta sastra divokasaha mukta kachha sikha kechit bhitasma iti vadinaha. Defeated and bereft of their weapons, some of the demigods gave up fighting and praised you with folded hands, and some of them, appearing before you with loosened garments and loosened their sikha, they said, oh dear Lord, we are very much afraid of you. So they are reminding Krishna, Kamsa, oh dear Kamsa, you forget, sir, last fighting, when you had fighting, we are there with you. But how the demigods were dealing with you? So they are reminding Kansa. And then they are telling this verse. Natang vismuta sastrastran virathan bhayasamrutan hamsyastan vimukhan hamsya nasakta vimukhan bhagna chapan ayudhatah. That in this particular verse they are saying, though the demigods are no way capable to fight with you, they are coward. They can face you. So how you can think that they will protect? Nobody can do anything to us. If you are again fighting, already you have experienced in the last fight that what is happening to the demigods. They are running back with their lives. They can't tolerate your fighting. And actually, the minister telling, actually, because you, our dear king, you are a very religious man of principle. You are following the principles of fighting religiously. That's why they are taking the chance. They can come again for fighting. Otherwise, they could have not think of to fight again. Consider why? Now, because you are very compassionate upon them. You are a man of principle. You are following the religious principles of fighting. But now if in this verse this thing is there, Natvang Vismutra Sastra Astran. Sometimes their Astra Sastra, they forget how to use, it's broken, and they are unmindful, they are thinking, oh, shall I go for fighting or shall I go back? When they are in fearful condition. Bhagna Chapan Ayudhataha, their Astra broken, their carrier, their Rath broken, and they thinking not to fight. In this position, that happening to the demigods when they are fighting with you, but at that time, because you are a man of principle, you are very much aware of the military rules, so you know what is the situation in to kill enemy. You are following very strictly and you are full of compassion, so that's why they are taking this benefit of your softness, because you are so soft nature, your cruel Kamsa. No limit of his cruelity and no following principle, so irreligious. But these people, they are telling Kamsa, you are following principle, and because you are following dharma, that's why they are getting their spirit again, fighting spirit again. Siti Nita Gaur Sundar ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Radhe Sam Sundar ki. So, this is what the always mentality, the mindset of the Asuric people. They will never accept the existence of God. They will never accept. They will accept what is fact, they are in present situation. And they have full faith on their strength. They will never pray to Lord. No, we can do something. Whatever they can do, that is fact, they will accept it. So, in this mood they are now counseling Kamsa, that why you are becoming depressed? Why you are thinking like that? We are there with you. Don't worry. What these demigods can do to you? So in the whole series, they are giving courage to Kamsa. Don't worry, the demigods are already fearful to you. And actually the demigods you are fearing because you are a man of principle. You are following the military rules and all that. That's why the demigods taking the benefit of yours, your majesty. But this time, please, don't follow the principles. This time, you should not. You should be strict. You should become a little strong on them. Why are you becoming soft to them? Becoming strong. So then we will kill all of them, demigods. Forget. This boy will be killed anyway. From today we will start the project, killing children. But if demigods will come, they will kill them also. So all the ministers, together, not some of them said, no, not like that. All of them are same mood. All of them. So Kamsa, after hearing them, his mindset got changed. So you can see the mentality of Kamsa. Though he was from the previous birth, he was a asura, irreligious, cruel, and from the boyhood we are seeing all his activities like that. But we can see when he saw the audience of Ashtabhuja Devi and the chastisement, immediately a radical change happened within him. And he came to Vasudeva Devaki in folded hands. And he was so good boy at that time. I was discussing Shastra and telling Vasudeva Devaki, please excuse me, actually I should not kill your... Actually, you know, it's everything decided by destiny. All your boys, they are supposed to kill in my hand, so don't blame me. This destiny is doing, we are all, you know, we are all in the hands of destiny, karma, like that. So, speaking Shastra and becoming very humble and beg excuses from Vasudeva Devaki and very nice person, religious person. Why? Swadruk. Because Vasudeva and Devaki, they were always carrying the Lord in their heart. Not only carrying the Lord, only few hours ago, the Lord was in front of them. They were talking to Lord, singing to Lord. They were having darshan and vartalap with Lord. Both Vasudeva and Devaki. And now Lord has gone to Gokul. But now, because this power is there, they are devotee. So if any person come to a contact of a devotee, association of a devotee, his mindset will be changed. No matter whatever cruel, he will get changed. But before that, before coming to devotee, he should have a radical experience of some kind of failure or something like that. Then it will happen. Then this happened. So in this situation, this Ashtabhuja Devi's chastisement, then he come back, and by looking at Vasudeva Devaki and by their association, he became totally man of principle and man, religious personality. Wonderful person, Kamsa became, with all Shastra Gyan, intelligence. So he come back. Sometimes we see in the sky cloud comes. With you, now it will be rain, maybe heavily rain it will happen. But then, after few minutes when wind comes, then all the clouds gone away, no rain, nothing. Finish. In 2 days before you happen something like that. Huge cloud, black darkness comes, huge heavy rain will happen, then finish, nothing happened. Some slight rain, finish. Because the wind throw them away, taking them away. So like that, though in the mind of Asura sometimes principles, intelligence, religiosity, humility come sometimes as a cloud, something like that. But when the bad association comes, then the wind of bad association throw them away, taken them away. Then clean again. Then again when he come back, and the whole night he was thinking also. He was a good man the whole night. Next morning when he started consulting with his ministers, take their association, then everything come down again, downloaded again. All his lost intelligence again come back. And now they are counseling him, all the ministers, all of them. The similar incidents happens when I see a Jarasandha. Jarasandha was a famous king. He was so famous in his fighting. Even Kubalaya period, he was at that time, in Jarasandha time, he was world famous fighter. And when he came to take revenge on Jaduvansha, and Krishna Balaram had a fighting, the first fighting happened. The first fighting, Jarasandha brought 21 Akhyavani Sena. And 23rd Akhyavani Sena. 23 Akhyavani. In whole Mahabharata Yuddha, Kaurava and Pandava were together 18 Akhyavani only. 11 and 7. More than that, 23 Akhyavani. 5 Akhyavani more than whole Kurukshetra Yuddha. He alone, he brought. And they had a fighting and against only Krishna and Balaram. No others, only two personality and Teisa Akhyavani. And they had a good match. But the fighting, Athara Akhyavani, they fight at least 18 days. But this Teisa Akhyavani versus two personality, one day match. Not even 20 overs. Finish like that. It was one day match. Even it is described in Bhagavatam, Sukhda Goswami said that the from Mathura, because they came, all this, they came to Mathura to fight. The Mathura Rajprasad, even the Omians, they used to go to their tyres and they are looking. The fighting, they are also looking. When at that time, there is no stadium or gallery, they can see, or relay was, you know, fighting relay, nothing was there. But they can see from Mathura, from the tyres, these peoples and the Omians, they used to see. Because it was not that far, they can see how the fighting is happening. How Krishna Balaram and all the in front of the like ocean like army, and they are fighting everything. They are looking. And they saw in that day only the fighting got over. Many Akhyavani soldiers, Rathi, Maharathi, Atirathi, they got killed. And many of them, they run away with their life. All the big kings, they run away. My God, better go away. They ran away. And Jarasandha, he became Mahavir. And finally, Jarasandha saw what happened. Everybody is getting killed everywhere. Thousands and thousands of elephants, they all got killed. And a river of blood was flowing. And finally, in last hour, Balaram cut Jarasandha. And he was squeezing, like after taking bath, when you were squeezing your gamcha, like that he was doing. Balaram. He was almost, Balaram was making his sound, his death sound. And then Krishna said, Bhaiya, please, Bhai Sahib, chod do usko. Please leave him, please leave him. So he said, I will tell you what is the reason, but please now leave. So Jarasandha was pure breed Kshatriya. How he said, no, you kill me. Because Krishna is telling, Bhaiya, don't kill him. So he said, Balaram said, no, he is saying not kill you, I will not kill you. So he becomes so defamed. He becomes so depressed, Jarasandha. He was such a fighter, such a famous veer. And this happened to him, this Balaram was in comparison to him, he is a kind of boy, so junior. How come these two boy in front of Teis, Akhyoni, Mahasena, this happened? Jarasandha was totally bewildered. And when he was almost going to be killed by Balaram, and by his mercy thrown away, he became so defamed, so morose. So he thought, anyway, we are not going to kill you. Then Jarasandha told him, I can't show my face in my city. How can I go? I have promised, because he has two daughters, Asti and Prapti. He promised that this time I'm going to kill all Jaduvansi. And this thing happened opposite. So he became so much insulted. He says, now I will not go back to my house, to my city. So what I will do? Because they are not killing me. So I will go to forest and do tapasya. Nice thinking. In Bhagavatam, they say, Tapo Divyam Putra Kajena Sattam. The aim of human life is to perform tapasya. For that, we are getting this human body is only to perform tapasya. But these people, they are not doing tapasya. But now, when Balaram thrown away without killing, so now he is taking decision. No, forget. Useless life, I am not going back to my home. How can I show my face? I am so much defamed. No, I will go to forest and do my tapasya. I had taken decision and was on the, and it is take different path. When he come back from Patna, he took that, take away that road and go to the other opposite side. He was going to forest alone. And he was going forest to tapasya. Why will arrange food and everything? Whatever happened, I will take fruits and roots and will do tapasya. I totally decided on going to his forest. But what happened? All his friends, big other kings, those who are like similar mentality kings, they were in the fighting also with their army. But when they said the defeat is happening, seriously they are getting defeated, so all these kings, they flee away, run away with their life. And they run away towards the opposite direction, towards forest also. And they are going forest, climbing trees, they are looking what is happening to our leader, Jarasandha, what he is doing. All of many of these kings, they are there. And when they saw that Jarasandha is coming in this way, the Balaram somehow had mercifully threw him away. He didn't kill him because Krishna told, no, don't kill him. So all these things they saw. And they were thinking, oh, Balaram is so powerful. And why he didn't kill anyway, but our king is coming back, but he is full of sorrows, and why he is coming this way? They don't know. So they came to meet him. So while Jarasandha was going towards forest, all these kings, they came and they meet him on the way. And the upper obeisances, Jarasandha was totally in full of sorrows. He didn't want to see them, their friends. But they come and offer their obeisances. So our dear king Jarasandha, what happened? Why you are going towards forest? I forget, I am going to do tapasya. Why? Why you are asking why? You also run away, and I stayed there, and I almost kill, and he didn't kill me, I mean. So I can't show my face. Oh, Jarasandha ji, how can I think like that? How can I say like that? Are you don't know? You are such a matured person. This Jaduvansi is nothing. It's nothing in front of such negligible people. These two boys, Krishna and Balaram, what they are in front of you? Only because of our bad destiny. Only because of our bad karma. What to do? They are also following the principle. They are also speaking of Shastra now, all these kings. Because we have this previous karma, we have something like that. That's why we are facing this time. Now, this is happening always. In fighting, sometimes losing, sometimes winning, this is happening, this is natural. But this is unnatural. They are no way. They have no comparison with you. But somehow or other this time, because of we have very bad destiny, we don't know. When we started this time from our Patna, we didn't do proper puja, I think. Something we missed. So that's why this mishappening happened. Otherwise, these two boys, how they can stand in front of you? You don't know. Who are they? You are so... And they started flattering and praising Jarasandha like anything. Jarasandha thought, hey, really, I am like that. And then that Jarasandha was almost half killed and on the way to Paratapasya forest, he changed his mindset. And he came back with them. And not only one time he came back 17 times. Mane, limitless of sameless. They should say, same become sameless. How come you are coming back again and again? And again, next time also, Taisa Khyuni and come and same thing happened again. Balaram will throw away and again he will come back like that. So this is, we can see the effect of bad association. When he was alone and the verge of death, good intelligence comes. This is now. Finish. Now Vairagya is there. But when again bad association comes, finish. Again all these bad things replaced. And then he come down and said, similar things happened in Kamsala also. All this asuric mental is like that. So, in this scenery, in this situation, we can see that when there is some reverse situation, something failure, and we are facing a really heavy insult, defame, at that time, our mindset is totally in different way, in full of renunciation. Better forget it. We are becoming, all of us are becoming renounced. And that is very much helpful to us. We are getting detachment. That is very much helpful. But when you are coming to bad association again, then finish everything. All our that mindset is clean. Finish. In Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, when he was preaching at that time, some of his contemporary, those who are anti of this cult, they were always trying to defame Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And sometimes in Calcutta, even Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada used to give, and they will make their program and they will make a noise and criticism. They said, so Prabhupada come back. And after some days they got message that this contemporary, he died. And then the followers of Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada came and said, Prabhupada, that person died. Now we should make a observe a feast. But he died. Your antipathy died. But Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada told, no, I should keep fast today. Why? Now because one of my most dear friend left. He said, what are you saying? He said, because he was criticizing me always. That's why he was my dear friend. If somebody is criticizing me always, he is taking my bad karmas. He is taking my bad karmas. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada consider the criticizer as his best friend. He said, "You people, you are always, whatever I do, wrong or right, you people flatter me. You praise me. By that, you are not helping me. You are not my real friend." But he was a real friend. Though I was not committing any mistake, but still he was finding with magnifying glance. What something, and he will tell me, criticize me, he will criticize me, and I will be aware, okay. And he was helping me to follow the principle very strictly, more strict, more strict, and so much helping and making me a good and principle, man of principle. But you people are not helping me in that way. So that's why he was my one of the best friend. So I lost him. So who will correct me? Who will check me? That's why even Krishna, from the beginning of the creation, he would have, if they are the following of dharmas, the devatas, he would only create devatas, no danavas, no asuras. But from the beginning to sura and asura, deva and danava. Why? But this opposition party is very much needed. Yeah. Without opposition party, we cannot be managed to become a man of principle. No. So that's why the opposition is helping us so much. We can keep ourselves in balance. We can check and balance. So, but Kamsa, when we are seeing that in this situation, when he came to Vasudeva and Devaki, how he was becoming good thinking, good thinker. But the moment, the next day morning, when he met again his ministers, and he got changed. And these ministers, they are giving him this kind of counseling, that what the demigods can do, we will do like that, we will kill all the children. And Krishna becoming happy, comes, "It is very nice proposal, very nice plan. We can kill all the children. Oh, such a nice. Then one of the children, my enemy, he will be killed too." So this kind of suggestions is very much palatable to Kansana. Because what these asuras they are giving, suggesting. So all these suggestions. So we can see in this scenery that how a person in adverse situation, something good things is coming to mind, but the moment he is going to his normal situation again, now he has come back to again. So how the adverse situation or criticizers are helpful to us, we should accept them in a positive way. We should not take the negative things only. We should accept positively, and all these things, this arrangement of Lord to correct ourselves, to put ourselves in the principle and religion. But if we are not accepting it in a positive mood, then again we will come back to our old things. Similarly, the Kansa. Here, all these ministers, they give their suggestions to Kamsa, and Kamsa liked them so much that again become real Kamsa. For one night he became good man, but next again he become Kamsa. He was Kamsa, but for one night, after seeing the Devi, after hearing chastisement from Devi, and by taking association of Vasudeva Devaki, he became a good man for a night only. It is mentioned that the next day, after that night, again he become Kamsa. Come back to same position. How? Come back to same position? By the help of, by the suggestions and the guidance and the counseling of his old ministers, his assembly members. So we should be always be very much careful that this bad association have such a dangerous effect. If a bucket of milk is milk, a bucket of milk, you boil it and keep it. If a few drops of acid you will put into it, the whole bucket will become curd. Whole bucket. Only few drops. That is the power of bad association. Little bit. They used to say that the Kaikeyi in Ramayana, Kaikeyi was so much favorable to Rama. Even Lord Ram, he used to spend more time with Kaikeyi Mata than his own mother Kausalya Mata. They were so close and so dear to each other, Kaikeyi and Ram. You know, in Ayodhya it is famous, the Kanak Bhavan. The whole building Kanak Bhavan was given by Kaikeyi Mata to Sita and Ram when they come back after marriage. Old golden house, Kanak Bhavan. They were so dear to Ram. And when Mata Kaikeyi, Mother Kaikeyi, she heard that Ram is going to be coronated. Dasaratha had decided that he will be the Juvaraj from Mathura only. She became so happy. She wanted to give some diamond necklace to Mathura. Take it. Such a good news. My dear Ram will become king. Oh, so nice. Then Mathura said, I came for another project, but whatever happening here? But Kaikeyi was such a nice, so nice queen. So full of prince. But Mathura somehow do his her manthan, and within few, not even some hours, within few minutes, she changed her mindset. So much so, she changed so much so, the whole Ramayana started happening. All these things started happening. So this is the power of bad association, power of bad, effect of bad association. So the Kansa, even the man of Kansa can be convert with proper association. But what happened? Again the bad association will bring back to his own normal position. So in this discussion by the ministers of Kamsa, the council of ministers of Kamsa, because they are all expert, akobida. They are so highly disqualified that their suggestions bring Kamsa to his original position again. He became again cruel, again irreligious, and again started pass the law of children killing the children. And all these things happened. How they have not stopped it. They will see more things. The whole till the end of this chapter, the counseling by the ministers of Kansa. Kansa will nicely, oh yes, well, very nice. Very good suggestion like that. Kansa will accept it, and the whole Kansa is totally changed. He will become changed. The whole chapter will discuss like that. Then the how this starts, from the next chapter this starts, Putana things and everything, they will start again. And the execution of the killing of the children, the execution part will be discussed. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Yes, the boy wants to speak something. Because he is asking why Krishna told Balaram not to kill Jarasandha. So Krishna was relieving Jarasandha, not killing, told Balaram not to kill him, because Krishna knows that both Krishna and Balaram, they have incarnated to do establish dharma and to kill all the miscreants, adharmis, to kill all the asuras. So if they will go around the whole, all over India, all over world to find the asuras, it will be very troublesome. So Krishna, he told, let us sit here, he will do our job. Jarasandha, he will collect all the asuras together and we will do the wholesale effect here only. You know, why will do detail going individual to each places? He will bring wholesale here, and next match we will kill another Teisakhyoni, another like that. wholesale action will take care. It will be easy for our job. He will help us in our job. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. You? No. You are asking what is practical lesson we will get?
Pardon?
What is the practical lesson we will get from this?
I told the question.
That is your asking question, na?
Because we see, I just put it in a personal application, in the sense that this personality, they are advising answer. Don't give any cognizance to any ethical principle. So I'm asking, what about if Sadhana Bhaktas, the practitioners of Bhakti Yoga, does not give, cognizance to ethical principles of devotional practice? What is their faith? What is their mentality? What would they achieve? That is my question.
What do you want to achieve?
As a Sadhana Bhakta,
yeah, that's what I told Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. He practically teaches that if somebody criticizing us, then we should take it in a positive way, that he is helping us to correcting our behavior. We should accept, not counteract him, better accept in a positive way. That should be our sadhana. Okay? ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की संवेत भक्त वृंद की जय।